seem just like a high beam.
So I'm riding through the city with my high beams on.
Skirt.
I'm so bright, high beams in the daytime.
Hold up, you got that back? I'm a skirt. Tell the way you are, I had to skirt.
High beams cutting the trail.
You're tuned in to WKYRNX 94.4 FM. Good afternoon. It's now 4 o'clock p.m. Some words about the weather. Take it away, Tyler.
Hot weather continues today with outside temperatures nearing 100 degrees. We're going to have to issue an official pomade alert. Once again, that's a pomade alert. If you style your hair with pomade or any other kind of oily, greasy goop, you might want to consider just wearing a hat today. It could get real sloppy out there.
This episode is sponsored by walking over the highway overpass. If you close your eyes, it kind of sounds like you're walking on the beach. Try it. If you don't like it, we'll give you your money back.
This episode is sponsored by NatureBox. For guys like you who want a great shave experience for a fraction of what you're paying now, go to harrys.com to get $5 off your first purchase by entering the code BB umlaut lowercase LDLJ shit, that's uppercase SMHLQ ampersand, etc. 6.
This episode is brought to you by the soft G. Without it, good friend of the show, Megan Jex, would have no choice but to pronounce her last name Gex. And her Instagram handle wouldn't be Jexington, it would be, ugh, Gexington. So, the soft G. Because the world is hard enough.
Welcome to High Beam Radio. He's Ben. I'm Tyler. Our first show at the greener pastures of WKXY7RNX. For those just tuning in, High Beam Radio is a nuanced discussion of how people move through space. Also ping pong. Another shout out to Toyota. Moving you forward. But if you want to move backward, Toyotas also move backward.
We really hate to do this to you, but you know we got to hit you with a bit of a rant.
Seatbelts.
Longtime friend of the pod, Drizzy Drake, shout out to the Six, is in our high beams yet again this week for, I mean, let's just say his creative use of camera angles in his ping pong related Instagram posts. A genuine bombshell from at Champagne Pappy as... Okay. A genuine bombshell from at Champagne Pappy as of a few hours ago. For the first time ever, the Six God has dropped footage of a less glamorous version of his King Midas style of play.
Listeners who've been with us since our early days recording in my Volvo will remember our many spirited roastings of Drake in the sort of endless footage of his alpha male smashes and just an excessively disproportionate number of winners.
Oh my God! That was until yesterday. He posted a video that, I mean, was pretty much unlike anything he's ever posted. I mean, how would you characterize his post before?
Well, there were hints of vulnerability yesterday.
Right.
Before that, it was something of a unrealistic highlight reel of smashes, dashes, crashes.
And slashes. Not only was there no weakness, you couldn't even see his opponents. For all intents and purposes, he was playing against a ping pong machine. And
right.
we had no true idea of his skill level.
True, true.
Not to mention a healthy crowd consistently of people cheering on his opponent. Yeah.
As you said, though, that was until yesterday when a seemingly raw, uncut segment of footage from a ping pong game surfaced that honestly earned some respect for Drake from me.
And from High Beam.
And from High Beam. Shout out to the Six. It was almost cute, the fact that, A, he tried a spinning two-handed backhand shot, which either one of those things separately, I would say, 100% respect from me. To try them together, wow.
A crowd pleaser made even more crowd pleasing by the fact that he shanks it.
He shanks it. More interesting to me was the sound. He plays with a hard bat ping pong paddle.
I go hard.
Really?
That is some 1950s shit. Today, the people who play with hard bats are kind of frowned upon. Kind of frowned upon.
No kidding.
Yeah, I mean, there's really a limit to how good a hard bat player could be. They can't really play with the same kind of spin a better player would. And it's more of a, you know, the pips are out, so it neutralizes spin. So it's a great beginner kind of paddle. And before that, Drake kind of fronted like he was like an Olympian.
Right.
And finally, hints of vulnerability.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And shout out again to the six.
Okay, rant over.
Scrooge! Okay, we got to pay some bills right now. Greg. Yeah, what do we got? Oh, okay, that's right.
This episode also brought to you by day one sponsor, showing up early to parties.
It's nice.
Try it. It'll definitely put your party's host at ease.
Oh, wow. Do our listeners even know that we finally got rid of McLean?
Yeah, it's true. We have a new intern. Say what's up, Greg. Anyway, Greg is off to a hell of a good start. Just brought us coffee. Smells good, Greg.
Scourge! You know, I think it's time to thank another sponsor.
Really bringing the cold cash this week is Boise Elliott Elementary School. I don't know how they scraped together the $5,000 for this ad.
Yeah, I don't know how they committed that during a year of severe budget cuts. What can we say? Greg is a good negotiator.
This episode is sponsored by TriMet. With a comprehensive bus and light rail network, TriMet is one of the country's premier public transportation agencies. I like to think of TriMet as a big network of party buses. That is, if you go to really shitty parties where no one is talking to each other and everyone is just kind of thinking about where they're going next. Still though, TriMet. Because even a shitty party is still technically a party.
This episode brought to you by the World War II era romantic epic, The English Patient, starring Ralph Fiennes, Juliette Binoche, Willem Dafoe, and Kristin Scott Thomas. The English Patient, because in love, there are no boundaries. Now, according to Greg, Twitter is bubbling right now. People are talking about the show, more specifically about a drop that we queued a few minutes ago. At Hugo Weaving Real tweets, "Hey, at High Beam Pod, was that Glenn Close with the seat belts drop?" Okay, very funny. At Chad Chadstein writes, "Yo, at Skirch Media, at High Beam Pod, seat belts, all caps, ha 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 ha, three fire emojis."
always great to hear from our friends on Twitter. So our seatbelts warning is actually a recording of my mother's voice. Shout out to my mom. And she recorded that for us, that kind of equally gentle yet firm reminder that only a mom could pull off. And we've repurposed it on the show. So what was originally kind of like a request demand from my mom that she would make to me and my sisters literally every single time she drove us anywhere. But yeah, we repurposed that on the show to let our listeners know that things are about to get, you know, a little real, and maybe they should metaphorically buckle up, or literally buckle up if you're in a car. If you're in a car, for sure, you know, buckle your seatbelt. It's really important to do. But yeah, that's the actual origin of
seatbelts.
And if you'd like, you can actually follow my mom on Twitter. She is at KPEL2000, and yeah, she's a pretty good follow. You should check it out.
While we're on the subject of Twitter, Greg tells us there's a new high beam hashtag trending right now. Hashtag, what does it mean? At Casper the Friendly Post tweets, "Hey, at High Beam Pod, day one fan here. No offense, but that soft G ad was trash. Hashtag, what does it mean?" At Call Me Ishmael writes, "At High Beam Pod, pod is lit today. That said, who da fuck is Megan Gex? Hashtag, what does it mean? Hashtag, quality control." And finally, at Jessica Spiel has just written, "At High Beam Pod," with a gif of Clint Eastwood shaking his head and scowling. I assume she's referring to the soft G ad. And, you know, I'm actually going to refer all questions concerning that bit to Tyler. That was kind of his baby.
Okay, first I would just like to ever so gently remind you that the correct pronunciation is actually GIF. That's with a soft G. Shout out to the soft G. And while we're on the subject, yeah, I did like the ad. If for no other reason than... cash fools everything around me. But no, really, if you're a corporation or like an abstract social dynamic, or you represent a more slept-on pronunciation of a letter in the English alphabet, we'd love to provide you the platform to promote your product. So if you're interested in advertising on the show, you can hit us or hit our advertising director, Sheena Bergman. That's BigSheena at highbeam.com for all inquiries related to advertising on the show, on our website, on the side of our company vehicles, whatever it is, Big Sheena can help you out.
I think it's time to take some mail, T-Pel. What do we have this week?
Well, our first letter is from a new listener, Susanna from Dallas, Oregon. Check her out on Instagram at __scratch. She writes, I recently got a ticket for running a red light. The thing is, no one actually saw me do it. It was one of those automated red light camera tickets. Can I contest that bullshit?
Greg, can you bleep that later? What do you think?
I don't know. All right, next question.
Fabio from Charleston, North Carolina asks, hey guys, longtime listener, first time caller, wondering about your thoughts on a national gas tax. Is it a realistic means to fixing our crumbling infrastructure? I mean, this kind of seems like your wheelhouse, Tyler.
Yeah, probably. Thanks for your call, Fabio. That's really nice of you. Now for a segment we like to call Coffee Break.
This episode is also sponsored by Eating with a Mouthful of Peanut Butter. You should try it, it's fun.
What the fuck, Greg? Is this a light roast? I guess we'll plug some tour dates.
Skirt! But first, breaking news. Brand new sponsor, Greg. Quite a stunt you pulled there with the coffee, Greg.
Okay, next week on High Beam, we've snagged a prized cow of the financial sector for an exclusive no-holds-barred...
not a single-hold-barred...
interview. Ben Bernanke, former chairman of the Fed, will be on the show. Here's a little taste.
There were many people who said, let him fail, you know, it's not a problem, the markets will take care of it. And I think I knew better than that, and Lehman proved that you cannot let a large internationally active firm fail in the middle of a financial crisis. Now, was it a mistake? It wasn't a mistake for the following reason. We did not have the option. We didn't have the tools. The Federal Reserve cannot put capital into an institution. All we can do is make loans against collateral.
Whoa. Podcast is sponsored by Twinder, like the dating app, except for people who are looking for their long-lost twin, Twinder.
And we have one last sponsor, Halliburton. Big up Halliburton.
Holler at them. Whatever it is they're doing, they seem to be doing it pretty good.
And I guess that's our show, man.
Yeah, time flies. Thanks again to KRYXLMNOP for taking a chance on us. All right.
We're out. So I'm riding through the city with my high beams on. If you thinking I'ma quit before I die, dream on.